A chemical spill at a Birmingham water treatment plant this morning sent dozens of workers to area hospitals. They're being treated for respiratory difficulties. The spill involved a toxic gas that was released when two chemicals were mixed together. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen was there. I spoke with her earlier today. Hi, Mary Scott.
Hey, Janae.
Tell us what happened today.
So the chemical spill took place at the Birmingham Water Works treatment facility on US 280 in Mountain Brook. A call came in to the Birmingham Fire and Rescue about 9:45 this morning about a hazmat situation. So 15 workers were initially taken to area hospitals because of respiratory issues. And then later, about 40 more workers were transported to be checked out for possible injuries.
And what was the source of these respiratory problems?
So there are several steps involved in the water treatment process. In this case, a toxic gas was released after two chemicals were combined that shouldn't have been. So one is called sodium hypochlorite, and then the other chemical is called ferric sulfate. Rick Jackson is the spokesperson for the Birmingham Water Works, and here he is speaking to reporters earlier today.
We use these two chemicals on a regular to treat our water. They're just, however, not supposed to be mixed together. So there was some type of internal conflict that happened there, which caused an offset gas to be released.
Do we know any more about how these two chemicals ended up being mixed together?
So officials aren't sure. They say they're looking into it. Hazmat crews were on the scene this morning to neutralize the gas, and they were monitoring air quality and wind conditions to see whether or not these fumes might have traveled. Jackson said the good news is that the spill seemed to be contained to a back building on the waterworks property.
What about the water quality? Has it been compromised at all? Is it safe to drink? Do we have to boil it first?
Good question. According to officials, the water supply is safe. They have no indication there's reason for concern there. But this morning they were running tests just to be sure. Earlier, they asked people in the area to stay in place, and Homewood schools nearby actually kept students indoors as a precaution.
Now, Highway 280 is difficult to navigate, even on the best days, right? What was it like out there earlier today?
Yeah, it was a mess. 280 was shut down in both directions for about 3 hours. Traffic was rerouted onto Green Valley Road and Lakeshore Parkway. But all lanes of Highway 280 reopened a little before 1 o'clock this afternoon.
What's next here? Have officials said when they expect more information on what caused the spill?
They stress that all these measures were really precautionary and they don't want people to panic. Officials say they will complete a full investigation to determine what caused the spill.
All righty. That was WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen. Mary Scott, thanks so much.
Thank you, Janae.